Log Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Nazim Abdul-Rashid, and I welcome you to another fantastic program today. Yes, on conscious parenting and personal growth, this being the part 15 installment. Believe that or not, part 15. So I greet you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. The peace only God has to be with you. All right, fantastic. Okay, this is a wonderful time of the week. I look forward to speaking to you about this precious, fantastic topic. All right, conscious parenting and personal growth. Yeah, for sure. It's a wonderful day out here. I'm looking at the blue sky. I'm based out of the Phoenix, Arizona area. Wonderful blue sky. Nothing but God's peace out here. It's fantastic. Yeah, for sure. Okay, this show is based on the chapters or the personal growth areas of my book, Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self, which you can get on Barnes & Noble and Amazon and the paperback version or the ebook version. My website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. Cloudsofabundance.com. Oh, yes. Fantastic. My email, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right. Okay, wonderful. All right, 15. Now, for the past few sessions, we were talking about character defects and how to transform those character defects into positive character traits. Yeah, positive character traits. Yeah, for sure. So we finished them all as of last session. So now I'm going to do a review of them, okay? Because, this is part 15. Yeah, by the way, I encourage everybody to go into the archives to hear the whole story, hear the past 14 installments. www.blogtalkradio.com/emailmalfred. Okay? All right, and you scroll down, go into the archives until you see Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, and you can download this to your hard drive. This can be part of your iPod selection, okay? Or you can burn CDs. Yeah, now when you click on the show show programs there, right above that you'll see the bar, the audio bar, and right to the right you'll see like a little cloud. You click on that little cloud, that's the download cloud. It should be a little more user-friendly, but that's the way it is with Blog Talk. So just click on that. It'll go into your download folder. Rename it because it'll get numbers. Like it might be show 8946789, whatever. And just rename that, and then you have it. So you could share that with other people. It's all free. And have the tools for a better life. Absolutely. Have the tools you need to have for a better life. Yeah, for sure. Okay, now these character defects, this is so very important. Yeah, and I'm going to review them again today and do a little review of other things that I've talked about on this show, all right? By the way, when you call and you want to ask questions or a comment, just hit number one on your telephone pad, and I'll see that and bring you right in, all right? All right, now the first character defect we talked about was called false pride. Yeah, and remember I said that you have to recognize what's there before you replace what you want to be there, okay? False pride. False pride fits you. If that shoe fits your foot, well, acknowledge it. Say, yeah, I've got false pride here. I've had it a long time. I don't want it. So ask God to remove it from you. Now you create a void. A void is not going to be, won't stay like that. A void is like a vacuum. It sucks back in something to fill the void. Okay? You can't hold the void there for long at all. So what are you going to fill it up with? If you don't do anything, false pride will be right back there where it came from. All right, so you replace that with humility. Humility. Okay? This is what I was doing. I was giving you the character defect, giving me the positive counterpart or the positive trait. with just humility, kind of like, you know, the two sides of the same coin, okay? All right, humility, okay, for sure. And now with humility, you learn that it is safe to admit that you gave up your self-control, temporary powerlessness, and unmanageability. Now, being humble doesn't mean being weak. It means accepting yourself, your strength, and to a lesser degree, your weakness. You no longer give attention to your weakness as you have been doing, but turn your attention to that which you can and will save you. That which you can will, yeah, that which can and will save you. And that is your strength. Okay? There's a certain peace that comes with genuine humility. See, too many of us focus on our weaknesses and we bypass our strengths. What strengths do you have? Write them down. You've got some, a whole lot of great attributes and positive things about you. Write them down. Yeah. See, with humility comes the realization that the universe does not revolve around you, and you feel humbled and truly blessed that you have been chosen by God to witness his recovery process in you. Yeah, we're all in recovery, for sure. All right, the next character defect I talked about was perfectionism. Perfectionism. Again, if this fits you, you know, just wear it, acknowledge it, ask God to remove it, and replace it with this positive counterpart, the positive trait, which is admitting mistakes. Admitting mistakes. You see? That's very important to understand that. You know, I know you don't have much experience admitting mistakes, you know? Yeah, you know, but you gotta understand, it's okay. It's okay. You might seem to have only two choices, being absolutely perfect or totally worthless. You might say, well, either I'm absolutely perfect or totally worthless. See, addicts, you know, go to extremes. When I say addicts, I'm not just talking about drugs. Those of you who like to control, who are ruled by your ego, you're also addicts. Okay? Dreams. So absolutely perfect or totally worthless. There are other options, you know. Yeah, for sure. What's the next character trait we have here, huh? Being phony. Yeah. Being phony. Again, if this fits you, put it on. Okay? Yeah, yeah, for sure. Now, what's the positive trait to this, or other side of this coin? It is being your true and healthy self. Being your true and healthy self. Yes, you practicing honesty. Accepting responsibilities is a major transformative step. You know, it feels good deep within when you are true to your higher self. Yeah. Most of us like to hang out with our partners, right? Our buds, our lower self. Yeah. The self that's all about conning, stealing, lying, adulterating, you know, full potential, hanging out. You before. Yeah. Now that you change your focus from your lower self to your higher self, your concept of self has changed, and you can now say that you like being yourself. Yeah, for sure. This is a strong point I make in my book and at my speaking events, when people say, just believe in yourself. It's confusing to the subconscious mind when an addict, or even most of us who are not addicts, say without qualification that you just need to believe in yourself and everything will be all right. Which self are you talking about, huh? Are you talking about the addict self, the ego-centered self, the criminal mindset self, the domineering over others self, hate myself self, low self-worth self, or are you talking about the yes, I can do anything self, high production self, high self-esteem self, oh yeah, I love the skin I'm in self, abundant by birthright self, endless love for self and others self, huh? Ask yourself, Am I wanting the best for myself? Wanting the best for my family and community self? Reflecting the characteristics of God's daily self? Accepting only the life-giving energy standard for myself and my household self? See, when you refer to self, you need to know internally which self you are referring to. You have a higher life-giving and producing self and a lower self, which takes away life and brings more misery and deprivation. Too many times we focus on the self that is familiar instead of asking ourselves, if this mindset is helping me or hurting me. Making healthy choices need to be your priority instead of a take it or leave it option. Think about it. All right, what's the next character defect I talked about? Selfishness. Selfishness. Okay? Yeah. Again, if this fits you, then pay close attention. All right? Now, what's the character trait, the positive character trait to this? Sharing. When you feel good about yourself, you begin to care about the welfare and happiness of others. Developing empathy is a great feeling as you are identifying with someone else's feelings and you feel those feelings with them. Yeah. So I'm emphasizing the positive character traits so you can really claim these as your own. Claim these as your own and make them yours, okay? Yeah. All right, what's the next character defect on the list? Impatience. All right, if this fits you, again, if it does, put it on and say, okay, well, this is me. Ask God to remove it and replace it with what? Patience, obviously, right? Patience. The same patience is a virtue has been said down through the ages, but doesn't exist in the addicts or a controlling mindset. It is an elusive goal and needs to be on our daily agenda and our to-do lists. Yeah. Instead of being driven by impatience, you can be driven by your new need to stop and take stock of what is really important in your lives. See, your new need is now to slow down and realize that time well spent is much better than time rushed through. Slow down. Have patience with yourself and others. Be around others who have mastered this trait. Yeah. Those who have a slower speech pattern. Yeah, that's what I do because of my faster speech pattern. A slower pace about themselves and an orderly life pattern. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah, for sure. That's why I like to go down south. You know, you hear those southern preachers, or just people in general, they have a slower rhythm about themselves. They talk a little slower. I like that because, you know, I'm from Chicago and a lot of people there talk faster, right? They talk faster, you see. So I love being around, you know, my southern folks because then by them speaking slower, it helps me to slow down and breathe a little more and talk slower too. All right. Okay. What's the next character defect on the list? Self-pity. If this is you, just acknowledge it. Call a spade a spade. Self-pity. You know? Yeah, for sure. Now, what's the opposite to this? What is the character trait that you want in place of self-pity? It's feeling good about yourself. Feeling good about yourself. Yeah. When you are working on personal growth, you begin to see the true meaning of love thy neighbor as thyself. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It doesn't mean more than. And doesn't mean less than. If you are able to respect yourself, you're able to give love to others, and that is a basic part of feeling worthwhile. So See, it feels good to feel good naturally. Yeah. Yeah. Let me say it again. It feels good to feel good naturally. When you go outside and you, man, you see nothing but peace. You look at the sky and then trees and a little breeze going on. Might see a little rabbit going through or something like that. And, you know, green grass and flowers. Man, you feel good. Yeah, for sure. You know, now when you use cocaine, you know, just in case you didn't know, you release a chemical called dopamine. See, dopamine is associated with pleasure and sense of alertness. Alertness. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And studies reveal that a large portion of cocaine users prefer the drug to food, sex, family, and friends. See, cocaine tricks the brain into a feeling it has been supplied with pleasure, such as food and sex. See, dopamine naturally is released when you do something great. Okay? As you walk across the graduating stage, dopamine is released as your brain is rewarding you for all the hard work it took to get this far, succeeding against all odds. Yeah, the same drug, same chemical in your brain. Your brain is saying, well done, great one. Here's your reward, a gift from me, your brain. See, the dopamine is released, and you feel a high level of exhilaration. You smile, laugh, and feel tingly sensations. You feel light on your feet and even feel like dancing sometimes, right? This is a natural process of feeling good. Your brain has what's called reuptake sites of the original dopamine projector cells. And it is through this process that your dopamine reserves remain viable. The reuptake is the reabsorption process that is necessary for you to get back your normal levels of dopamine. See, there's a natural way for the dopamine to be released, and there's a natural way for you to get it back where it came from. You know, see, chronic cocaine use eventually leads to a depressed, low-energy state characterized by flattening emotions, a lack of interest in sex, and general listlessness. Yeah. See, this occurs after cocaine has saturated the nerve endings and chemically blocked the reuptake sites of the original dopamine projector cells. This dopamine depletion basically renders the user now incapable of feeling pleasure without the drug. You follow me here? It is important to understand that we are in control of the dopamine-releasing process. Just do something real, natural, and value, and your own self will give you rewards. Yeah. Yeah. You create your own high. All right. What's the next character defect on the list? Resentment. Many of you are resentment right now. Right this second, you feel resentment towards somebody. Resentment. Give it up. But what are you going to replace it with? What's the positive character trait? You know, you got resentment, also hatred. I put both of them together. Hatred, rage. It is, the positive trait is love unconditionally. Unconditionally. Yeah. So, you know, there's a process that, you know, we need to understand about this. There's a spirit of rage and anger and hate and resentment and a spirit of love that needs explanation. You see, we have to first understand that God's spirit is in everyone. Everyone. Every person you see, regardless of their presentations, has a spirit of God within. And it is this spirit that we should love, because where God is, our love should be, as we love where God is. And where is God not? God is everywhere. So it is wise to look for the good, which is the same as looking for God in everything. Yeah. See, a lot of us don't understand. They get a little twisted here. You figure that someone does you wrong, you hate them. I can't love that person. We have to separate the behavior from the person. God is in there. Good is in there. All right? So we love that which is good within. We can still love the person and have nothing to do with them. Have nothing to do with them because of their behavior. We can still love the God's spirit within them. Love the higher self. Love their soul. Okay? And we don't like the behavior, and we have certain standards. And if they go against our standards, our accepted standards, well, they're on our off list. Right? Okay. All right? Very important to understand that. You know, for sure. So kind of keep this in mind. We're always in a gratitude posture when you observe good in nature and people, because because God created them both. Thus, his spirit is there. God is present within and without everything we see and don't see. So, with this understanding, we can love unconditionally everyone. However, it doesn't mean that we show outwardly that we love them. Yeah. Even in the most extreme cases, we can still love the God nature in them, even though it is dormant and has been neglected. The person and the behavioral choices have nothing to do with God being present within them and should have nothing to do with our love for that spirit. Like I said, we got to separate the spirit within and the person we are observing. Okay? Very important to understand that. All right? Yeah. So along with the positive character trait of love conditionally, we have forgiveness. Yeah, forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes forgiveness is interpreted as completely erasing the negative situation from our mind as if it never happened, or pretending nothing happened at all and seeing the aggressor as if they did nothing wrong, thus treating them indifferently, or receiving mistreatment, not believing that the other person intended to hurt you, and being wide open for another attack without guard or cautions. Sound like turn the other cheek? All right, this is not the forgiveness that we need as we are in this process, transformation process, and certainly not the forgiveness we need to accept in any circumstance. No, not for that. No. This kind of forgiveness is very active in codependence, and those holding on to denial of the aggressor's intentions. You see? Everybody got that? Okay, very important. All right. The next character defect we have is intolerance. Okay? You know, intolerance can grow from self-pity and resentment. You know, once we learn how, it becomes easy to blame others for the way we feel, you know? Yeah, for sure. Being intolerant is especially easy when others have different ways of thinking or living. Now, what do we replace that with? Naturally, it's tolerance. So we replace intolerance with tolerance. Yeah. As you learn to be more accepting of others, you become more tolerant. Yeah. When you're in that thick cloud of addictions, again, when I say addictions, I'm talking about you like to control people and bully people, tell people what to do. And some of your husbands, you think you got to tell your wives what to do all the time, like they're your slaves. Your wives are not your slaves. Vice versa, too. They're, you know, in marriage, it's a marriage of spiritual equals. Okay? Yeah, for sure. Keep that in mind. Yes, when I said addicts, I'm talking about you, if that fits you, okay? See, this cloud that you have, you know, a cloud of addictions there, controlling, you know, is outside of you and inside of you and becomes your accepted culture. Yeah. When you decide to live outside of that cloud, you now can accept the new life-giving culture of sobriety, thus raising your tolerance level for everything that is life-giving. Your standards have changed. Your vision, hearing, sense of touch, and taste have all changed with your new internal environment. Yeah, just idea of, if you're married, just idea of seeing your wife as an equal spiritual partner. Prosperity partner, life partner. Both of y'all, you know, arm in arm, handling this thing called life and being successful. going from joy to joy, success to success, accomplishment to accomplishment. Huh? Yeah. Setting goals and having a good time and fun together. That by itself could just make everything change about you. Yeah. The things that bother the heck out of you before, they don't even come near your consciousness anymore when you have this new outlook. You know? Yeah, when some of those things do come near, they're like mere trifles, and you treat them as such. As a matter of fact, when that happens to you, you praise God for delivering you from that old mentality, the world of darkness, gloom, and controlling. Yeah. We don't control anything but ourselves. Okay, now, the next character defect is what? Dishonest thinking. Yeah, for sure. We fall victim to our own distorted sense of reality when we believe our resentments. Ooh, that's a big one. This is one of the places where dishonest thinking originates. We love living in fantasies, you know, our negative fantasies, anything, you know, and we kids can't deal with what we actually are seeing, our concrete reality. We can't deal with that. All right, so what's the opposite of that? Or your positive character traits that I want everybody to internalize and claim as their own? What do you feel this void of dishonest thinking with? Honest thinking, naturally. Being honest with yourself is the most difficult form of honesty. As you learn how to accept yourself as you really are, you can begin to laugh at yourself and applaud yourself for the major slip you made and the life transformation you have also made. What are you really? You are an ever-changing, evolving human being with the imprint of addiction and controlling, bullying, and the God-given potential and tools for the complete fulfillment of your life. Just keep that in mind. Honest with yourself. You are always sensitive to your emotions. Okay? Yeah, for sure. To bring clarity to this point, I think about how a motion detector operates, or a still body of water. With a motion detector, it monitors the immediate area for any movement. And when movement is detected, it immediately sounds the alarm. It is the same with a body of water, right? Still body of water. When any disturbance contacts the water, be it subtle or really obvious, waves will appear, indicating that the perfect state of peace has been broken. Yeah. This is how the recovered new sober mindset operates. This new mindset knows that because of the past dark imprint, new security measures have to be installed and maintained in order to have the kind of consistent peace and health that is now subscribing itself to have. Yeah, this is what you got to do. You got to install some security devices. This new mindset is always on post, watching for any predators that may lurk around to cause havoc and discord. Anytime any of the old accepted characteristics come anywhere near your proximity, your security measures sound the alarm and let you know that the enemy is approaching. Yeah. This is what you have to do. Look, do you want a new life? Or what do you want? You want old life? As you're a parent, the whole title of this series is called Conscious Parenting. Kids be what they see. They be what they say, not what you say. So, you want to do this? Oh, okay. You want to stay with dishonest thinking? Well, guess what? How your kids are going to turn out? The same way. Worse, actually. Yeah, the inclination is for the next generation to be worse. Yeah. Like you're smoking cigarettes a pack a day. You tell your kids don't smoke. You catch your 13-year-old girl in your bathroom smoking crack. You say, how did that happen? I told her don't smoke. How did that happen? She saw you. Smoking was okay because you did it. She took it to the next level. Yeah. When with that smell is and so forth. Yeah, smoking crack in the bathroom. So now, We have to have a new life mindset, and that's what we're doing with the series here. Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so very important. All right. So, what's the next character defect? Procrastination. Procrastination. If this fits you, well, pay close attention to what I'm about to say here. You know, yeah, too many times you put off things until you feel inspired to do those things, until everything is just right at the right time. Well, the problem with that is that so-called right time never comes. Yeah, yeah, when pressure builds up to get the job done, you tend to react by becoming difficult to work with, impatient, irresponsible, and intolerant with others. Yeah. All right, so what's the positive character trait places with? Getting the job done. Getting the job done. How does it feel when you complete a job or check off an important item on your to-do list, huh? And not because someone is breathing down your neck, but because you have the internal need for its completion. See, when you're on the healthy side of life, you have this need and you feel good every time this happens. The healthy human being thrives on successes, completion of tasks, producing something for not only their benefit, but for their family and the community. Yeah. Yeah, and for you brothers out there, I love this. I had this in my previous published work called Young Father's Life Skills. Wrote that for a lot of school systems. A man is measured by what he knows, by what he represents, and what he produces. A real man produces more than he consumes. Let me say it again. A man is measured by what he knows, by what he represents, and what he produces, the big P word. A real man produces more than he consumes. Okay? Can't be satisfied with tasks undone, projects unfinished, and promises unmet. The healthy mindset only accepts the completion of projects and promises. You have a sense of emptiness until the completion is a reality. All right. The next character defect, guilty feelings. By the way, if you're listening online, I do have the chat board open, and you can actually type in questions there. Yeah, you can do it there. The chat room is open. You can type questions, and I can look at that and answer them on the air, okay? Or you can do it that way. Or you can just call in at 805-727-7013. All right, guilty feelings is the next character defect. Guilty feelings. Feeling guilty can become an important part of your lifestyle. Always there to give you another excuse for feeling miserable and behaving irresponsibly. You know, yeah, guilty feelings. I don't spend much time on the character defects. I like to spend more time, focused time on the character traits. So what is the character trait for this? Repentant and forgiving of self. Repentant and forgiving of self. When you cross over into the side of light, health, grace, and mercy, you see yourself in a completely different way. So you can see honor, you can see honor and celebrate and appreciate God within you. You can see, yeah, for sure. You can forgive yourself for all the wrongs you have caused yourself and others. You were not aware of this knowledge before, see. There is no need anymore for you to feel guilty or enraged at yourself. See, now you are on the side of light now. Therefore, behave with this new understanding. Your first priority is to stay connected to God, your true knowledge base, your salvation. To feel repentant means to feel really bad about what you have done. You are remorseful and are committed to a completely different life that produces prosperity and happiness instead of dread and misery. There is nothing now to feel guilty about. Happiness and forgiving of self have now replaced guilt. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, by the way, let me do a little break real quick here. I am Nazim Abdul-Rashid. I am going to the personal growth areas of my book called Reconnected, as it applies to the topic conscious parenting and personal growth. My website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. Cloudsofabundance.com. All right. My email, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right. Okay. The next character trait, emptiness. Many of you feel empty right now, feel nothing's inside. You know? But addicts and codependents and abusers, yeah, they all share this feeling. They all share this feeling. Yeah, for sure. So, whether we fill this, whether we fill the void after we kick this out of our mental inventory or closet, pantry, it is truly fulfilled. Truly fulfilled. When you are on the side of light and you have accepted to live a life of pure submission to what you are seeing and knowing to be God's way for you, you have a feeling of being truly fulfilled. Yeah, yeah. You are not directing your life anymore from a mindset of what can I get out of this person or situation. Nope. No, you're acting knowing that your thoughts and actions are in direct accord with God. It is not you anymore interacting with people and circumstances. It is God working through you as you go about your daily routine. So you are constantly checking yourself to see if you are in alignment with God's standards, would you have accepted? Are you straying a bit here or there? Your radar is on 24/7 to be on the lookout for deviancies, all right? Now see, once you taste the life of beauty, compassion, empathy for others, and a sense of being favored by your Creator, nothing else tastes good. Standards for yourself have been raised, thus creating a new energy force around you. Whew. Yes, 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 yes. This new energy force attracts similar energy forces and also repels energy forces that do not complement it. You'll find that friends and associates from the old dark life don't come around anymore. Whew. And those old circumstances pass you right on by. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, now you get the parking places, green lights, and shorter lines in the store, and more pleasant people in passing, and the opportunities needed, quality spouses, and you're attracting financial gains. Your self-esteem and self-confidence are all very high as you affirm for yourself what is already divinely implanted in your very nature. The word emptiness is a foreign word to you now. Whew. That feels good to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. What's the next character defect we talked about? Fear-motivated. Yeah, many of you are fear-motivated. You do things because of fear. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Bullies, you know, they fear that the victim will find out how weak they truly are. They have to overperform, which acts like a smokescreen, hiding their fears. Yeah, 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 for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fear brings on anxiety, brings on thoughts fixed on a negative past, brings on panic and despair, defeats goals. With fear as your companion, you cannot act with free choice or positive intent. You go through life reacting and being defensive. You are unable to change the world you are in because you are on the victim channel. The frequency is unchanging and everything remains as it is. Instead of you changing your environment controls you and keeps you dysfunctional. What's the opposite of this? Desire motivated. Hear this, please. Desire motivated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, desire motivation, unlike fear motivation, drives you toward your goal of being a better, more productive human being. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, desire motivation. I had a scenario I used last time, and I want to go over it now like I did before, but it's so healthy. It's so wonderful, you know. Tell you what, I'm going to do it again. This is so powerful. I want everybody to get this, okay? All right. I know I said this about a month ago, but let me just repeat this little scenario again, okay? All right. Pay close attention. See if this fits you or your situation. All right. The wife is sick and tired of being abused, and she decides to move on with her life. Still loves her man, but has made the decision that she can no longer live with his abusive ways. Yeah. She is packing her bags, thinking about the relationship she has endured for the past 12 years. She thinks about the good times. Yeah, the good times they had together. She reflects on the personal things that she still likes about him. She packs her final piece of luggage into the cab and drives, crying and looking back at the home and relationship and the property and material gains that she nurtured throughout the past 12 years. She arrives at the airport, still lost, and memories of her relationship and her heart is beating fast and hard. Now, keep this scenario, really fixed in your mind. We'll call this example A, all right? Okay, here we go with this, someone else with different mindset, different women, okay? She has finally had enough conversation with herself to realize that she has divine authority residing within her. She has looked into her eyes with her mirror conversations and seen the hurt and crying out child within that needs her attention. That child within told her that if she would honor herself and love that child within, her self-esteem and self-image would start rising up. She would see, by accepting that she is a child of God, a precious creation of things that her heart desires. In her quiet, meditative moments, she felt the presence of God. Whew. God assured her that he has already given her everything for the complete fulfillment of her life. He told her that she would be provided for and taken care of if she just holds on to and steadily increases her faith in the process. Now, as she gets filled up with more and more of this new reality, her desire motivation, hear me now, her desire motivation kicks in and propels her to her new life, packs her bags with joy, knowing that her new life will produce for her. Yeah, knowing what her new life will produce for her. She keeps her mind focused on the life that has been promised to her by God and therefore has been divinely prescribed for her. She is no longer thinking about or holding on to the relationship, which in her mind is already a thing of the past. She packs her final piece of luggage and gleefully throws it into a cab. Oh, yeah, she's happy. Dancing to the cab, blesses the home, and speeds away to the airport. She arrived at the airport lost in a paradise of her new life, which she has visualized and accepted as the cab driver startles her with the announcement of being at her gate. Ooh. She is serene, calm, and very pleasant to all the airport staff and anyone who she might run into. She carries a peaceful aura about her, and smiles seem to surround her everywhere she goes. All right? Okay. Got that? Now, let's examine these two examples. The first one, example A, is a classic example of fear motivation. She has been beat up too many times, and she is tired of the pain, fear, anxiety, and destructive stress that she has endured. Fear and despair have been her best friends for many years and are still her companions. See, fear kept her in the relationship and fear is driving her away from her relationship. fearful that maybe the next time he might kill her with his aggravated assaults. As she leaves, she is constantly looking back. This is classy fear motivation, looking, you know, where she, you know, instead of looking where she's going, she's looking where she came from. Her mind is still in her past. See, when we change our lives based on fear motivation, we are doomed to repeat our mistakes in the next scenario. We see this happen all the time. When men and women go from one relationship to the next, one marriage to the next, one marriage to the next, one marriage to the next. You know? I know one brother, a good friend of mine, he used to get married every year. After the fourth time, I said, man, I'm not going to any more your weddings. I'm not doing this anymore, man. Got a revolving door here. I'm not doing this, you know, every year. yeah, for sure. See what he did? He finds the same characteristics in the next situation. He says, I'm divorced in this one. No. Person is an enabler in one relationship. They'll play the same role in the next. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we see this all the time. If the person is an abuser, and on one conscious level not wanting to abuse their next relationship, they abuse anyway, because their motivation to change is based on fear and not desire. All right?
Yeah.
Now look at a second example. Now, she has made some very different decisions with her life. She honestly looked at her situation from an observer point of view. She saw her mistakes, bad choices, insecurities, unhealthy training, poor examples from her mother, and poor examples in her earlier environment. She accepted standards from her family and peers as a child, her present condition, which has been damaged by it all, and the child within crying and begging for needed attention. She said to herself that she wants better. She needs better, is deserving of better, is now claiming better, will have nothing but better in her life from this moment on. Yeah, and that's what you should do. She is now honoring and protecting her soul and that child within. Her new higher standards are uncompromisable. She is now unstoppable. This is an example of desire motivation. Her eyes are cleanly fixed toward her goal and not on the rearview mirror, not on her past. She knows exactly where she is going and has no thoughts of retreating. See, desire motivation puts optimism into your dominant thought process. This tunes you into the optimist channel, thus inclining your thoughts toward optimism as a natural part of your thinking and behaving. Yeah. Yeah. Since here, you are more sensitive to optimistic possibilities. You tend to see them everywhere, and you inspire people around you with your positive behavior. They're the burning inner drive that propels you toward your goal. It also triggers any memories of successes in your past and excites the need to replay these and create more winning experiences. Yeah. Yeah, you know, very important to understand that. And some of you should say to yourself, I want to, I can, I see opportunities, I will. Yeah. See, it is the emotional state between where you are and where you want to be. A magnetic tension, like a bow pulled tight. It propels you toward your goal. It is ignition power. See, we keep our mind keenly focused on just the desired results instead of possible problems. All right? Okay. Yeah. You cannot dwell on the reverse of your desired ideal and expect change for the better. When you are dominated by stress, you are unable to change the world you live in. The world then alters you instead of you altering the world. Success is dependent on drive and persistence. You know, this is what you have to internalize in order to lead a completely new productive life. Just think about this. If you're a parent, think about you having this kind of desire motivation and how your kids will be, okay, being around you, okay? genius automatically. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. You got to have drive, persistence, patience, consistency, faith, and deeds. See, all this reflects your new faith. Okay, let's look at the next character defect we talked about, depression. Yeah, depression. We talked about the clinical depression, which you got to see a therapist for and get medication and some sessions and talk therapy along with that. And then I call it the low range or just having the blues, you know, that's different. You can control that part, you know. So we talked about that quite a bit. Depression, not good. What do you replace that with? What is the positive character trait you're going to replace depression with? Inner joy and happiness. Inner joy and happiness. Yeah. Happiness is a feeling that needs to be explored. Yeah. Like, you know, you can be happy when your little five-year-old opens her birthday present and she laughs and screams with joy. Yeah. You can be happy when you discover that a girlfriend, you know, a boyfriend is truly your soulmate and prosperity partner. And your wives and husbands should be your prosperity partner. Partner. Not somebody you dominate, somebody you control, you tell what to do. You know? Come here, go there, fix me a glass of water, wash my clothes, fix my bed. Huh? Walk behind me when I walk outside in public. No. Equal spirits. Yes, for sure. Help one another to have the highest level in the hereafter. Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, yeah. Be truly happy, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So very important to understand that. See? Happiness is the understanding that you are connected to and are a major part of the flow of life. Yeah. And it is this understanding that says that as you take an active part in the flowing process, you will get not only rewarded, but a greater, much deeper state of happiness within. Also in this accepted idea is that you have been chosen to receive this level of understanding. Yeah. Your mind is ready to receive this blessing. This is where God steps in to prepare you for this next journey along life's way. So the more you advocate this idea, the more others can and will be influenced to be a partner in this process and thus influence others. See, as life promotes and begets more life, life continues. You know? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay? Happiness. Now, I talked about how this affects our five senses, you know? And, you know, I'm going to come to a close pretty soon here. And, you know, maybe I'll go through that again and we'll end on that. Yeah, we'll do that, okay? Yeah, I think last session we talked about this. You see, so I guess we're ending on the same spot. I'd love to hear your feedback, by the way. Let me know, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. It's very important. Actually, you know what? Maybe I won't do that because, you know, last session I did that exact same thing there. We ended on that, okay? But all your five senses become transformed, and that's important. That's important for sure, okay? All right? Now, remember, when you are looking at a changed life, you want to do what benefits you in a positive way, okay? Yeah. So a statement you should write on your vision board or write on your wall or bathroom mirror, this question: what works for me? What does not work for me? You know, this kind of is your way of checking yourself as you're doing things. Is this working for me or is it not working for me? Is it working for my better good, for my highest self? Does it really guide me toward that which is wonderful and life-giving, or does it do something else? Does it work for me or does it not work for me? You see? Yeah, for sure. Whatever works for you is a motivation tool that secures your sobriety, secures your positive mindset. It acts like a cheerleader for you as you think and act in accordance with your life program. Is your bridge over troubled waters. is your staff in solid rock. Create your reason to smile the first thing in the morning and the last thing before you sleep. Is that light in your life guiding you and helping you in the assistance of others? Is that emotion, feeling, or state of mind that becomes a permanent resident of your mental, emotional, and spiritual body? You see, yeah. See, you have a do not return sign for all the emotions, feelings, and character defects responsible from your fall from grace. There is no welcome mat for them anymore. All the ones I just mentioned? Mm-mm. Many gifts will knock on your door, but you have to be very discretionary as to who gets in and who does not. There will be some knocking every day, so you have to be conscious, concerned, and cautious. All right? Yeah, for sure. So you have to be careful when you start achieving levels of success also. Now I got to mention this too. And your children will love seeing you being like this, okay? The spirit of ego-centeredness, pride, and domination over others can come and will come knocking at various times. There is a tendency to think that all of your accomplishments are due solely to your abilities and talents. You start to accept praise and compliments and say to yourself, yeah, I did make that happen. Yeah, I am that good. Mm-hmm. See, praise has the same effect as that cocaine that uses snort and smoke. Anytime you receive a compliment, we are to immediately give it to God. God is the greater one and is the only one that probably deserves the credit. All good comes from God and all creative ideas come from God. His goodness came through us and affected others. So we appreciate God for using us, yeah, for sure, for his purpose. And we thank those who gave us those compliments, appreciating their sincerity, but we don't keep those compliments to ourselves. Yeah. We don't do that. See, thoughts are energy, just like speaking or physical actions. Everything is energy in one form or another, and all energy transformed from one state to another. Energy cannot remain dormant, even though it might appear motionless, as in a plant, a parked car, even a rock, right? There's a lot of motion and action beneath and beyond our consciousness. But believe that it is there. Too many times, we think something is not happening just because our eyes don't see anything happening, not realizing that our senses are only supposed to detect what they're created to detect and nothing else. We have to use our ever-expanding mind and faith in the unseen to acknowledge what our physical senses cannot. This fact can be verified by science that those experts have proven that life exists on levels that a physical senses cannot detect. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we got to be very careful as to what we give our thoughts to. We are creating a certain transforming energy that is going to motivate us toward our thought-projected objectives. Okay? Yeah. Such as, hey, thoughts of intoxication, thoughts of controlling others, thoughts of lying to someone, thoughts of adultery, thoughts of anger and hatred, thoughts of procrastination, thoughts of supposed happiness through drugs and alcohol, thoughts of irresponsible behavior, thoughts of general immaturity, thoughts of our drug god, thoughts of our ego-centeredness. Yeah. Now, adversely, when you think these thoughts, you're also creating energy that will motivate you toward these objectives, okay? Compassion, other charitable deeds, fulfilling your family responsibilities, love toward all that is good, the community's need, our neighbor's health and well-being, guarding the well-being of our children, developing our inborn talents and gifts, producing more than we consume, all right? Leaving a legacy for those behind us to follow and receive benefit. A clean and sober lifestyle committed to a zero tolerance for any substance that can take us off our path of life production. See, our thoughts become us. We become what we think about. We are formed by our dominant thoughts. What we think about, we bring about. Our thoughts are our mirrors. So, do you like what you are creating? That's the question you should ponder. Yeah. Now, you can look at this idea in reverse. Take a look at what you're producing and ask yourself, do I like what I have done? Huh? If not, what thoughts were I thinking before this thing happened? And the opposite is also true. This is wonderful. I made this person happy today and gave them more reasons to live. What was I thinking before this opportunity presented itself? When we take the conscious time to notice what we are thinking about, we will become a sharper monitor of our thoughts and quickly redirect thoughts that do not serve us. Whew. I'm going to stop right there. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to stop right there. Okay, this is Nazim Abdul-Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Barnes & Noble has it. Amazon has it. My website, www.cloudsofabundance.com. And I just made it user-friendly for mobile phone devices. I didn't know it wasn't already. I just found it recently by a fan who said it was harder. So now it's easier for a smartphone, too, to order a book and listen to the videos I have on there. Okay, so it's cloudsofabundance.com. My email, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com, all right? Okay, very good. I want to hear from you. I want to get some feedback. And for those who have the book, I want to know how the book has affected your life. Okay? Real important. Real important, all right? You got to progress. You got to, you know, live a better life. We're here to evolve ourselves. Yes. You know? We're here to evolve and to change and to blossom and to be better. Be better than you were yesterday. Be better than you were last year. Yeah, for sure. Okay? All right, with that in mind, I'll close with the same peace I left you with, so that may peace that only God has be with you. I'll see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.